been very impressed every time I've walked in. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your time tonight and for taking time away.
And this morning.
And thank you for the program.
Ride this morning.
Thank you. All right. Have a good evening. Thank you. All right. Moving on to other board business. Item D, our infamous land issue. The discussion here is to figure out, basically establish board direction on how we're going to address this issue. The previous meeting, back on September 2nd, was it? It would have been the last board meeting.
14th.
Yeah, the 14th. We had the three options on the table: leave the property as is, take action to drain the pond, or pursue civil action to get somebody else to take care of the problem. We did add some minor adjustments to that during the meeting, where we would take action to drain the pond and then pursue civil action to recover dollars, to pursue civil action against both parties, the Thistles and Mastercraft, and let the court figure it out. So there's five kind of similar items there. I'm going to leave it up to the board. Let's have a discussion on how we want to address this.
I think when we left the last month, we ended the board meeting with a couple of questions that had to be answered, and I see some letters here that were addressed to the one to William Hart Carborn, this one's from the DNR. We got one from the DNR and one from the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they answered both of our questions that we were asking. Basically, the DNR on page 34, you know, the DNR has no problems with us moving forward with solving the problem as far as getting permits. That was one of the questions that was asked.
Yep.
As far as would we, you know, so we checked in with the DNR. And there was one addressed to the attorney as far as liability that the school board would have. And according to the letter I read from the attorney, it didn't seem like he would be held liable. And then I went back to those three questions that we had. Leave it stand or do one of the two proposals from the two landscaping companies that Roger Sinning gave us. And I mean, given all the information, in my opinion, I think we do need to address the water standing there, especially because it's going to freeze and become a pond and become a lawsuit possibly to the district. I would, if I was going to go with that route and have one of these two excavating companies do it, it would be my thought to have, because the proposals are so similar in price, I would propose to use the local one out of Fredonia, just to support our local businesses. As far as, because according to Roger last month, he said that this would solve the problem. Now, if it's too late in the year, I don't know. That would be something to address.
Carl's operations in the school district too.
Oh, they are. Mm-hmm. I just saw the Port Washington answer.
Right, but it's okay. His property is in the school district.
Also, that's
so. Before we're way past. We got to back up before we pick vendors. We got to pick. Are we going
just
to?
Looking at all
I know, because there's a packet of like seven or eight sheets of information there. So your suggestion is to remedy the problem ourselves.
Correct.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion.
Anybody else have a suggestion?
Well, I was happy to see that the attorney said that we wouldn't be liable in the future, but that's his opinion, and I'm not sure that that would necessarily play out 30 years from now.
The to add to that, if the remedy that we choose is inadequate, let's say it doesn't work, or let's say we get increased flow due to future development or whatever, if it's inadequate, because we put it in place, I don't see how it would be anybody's liability other than ours. It's on our property. It's a solution we put in place. If it's inadequate and we have to do it again, it's going to be us. So I understand what he's saying as far as if it doesn't work, could somebody, could Mastercraft come back on us and say you shouldn't be dumping water in our drainage system? True. But if something happens and it doesn't work, or it needs to be expanded, or it grows over with bushes or whatever, it's going to be our problem to fix.
So then we would...
You own the property, that's part of your responsibility as property owner.
True, but my feeling on this whole issue is we didn't do anything to cause this pond to be here. Absolutely nothing. And my opinion on it is the solution shouldn't be our problem, and it shouldn't reside on our property. True. Because any future maintenance on it, any future fixing of it, is going to be on us if we do it now. You can't get any more innocent, be a more innocent bystander in this thing than the district has been. And yet we're proposing to take land from our property and fix it, fix the problem we didn't create. So that's the fundamental philosophical problem I have.
If we have someone else fix it, and it's not fixed right, it's still on our property, we're still going to have to take care of it, we'll still have to fix it probably later on. It's kind of a catch-22.
Well, the landscaper would have to fix it initially, so it would solve the problem. And like you said, then it would be a maintenance thing. It would be a maintenance thing where, as far as bushes or whatever growing in it, we would.
Does anybody have a question for Roger on this? Do we want to get Roger up here? If there's any concerns about the remedies that were suggested?
I guess you'd wait till you get to a final solution, because I think you have the data you need.
Yeah.
And wait till you get to a final solution.
My feeling is we have to make a fundamental decision here on whether we're going to fix it ourselves or we're going to somehow pursue an action to require somebody else to fix it. Once we decide that, then we can perhaps talk about the P's and Q's of what the solution would be. But the question is, do we fix it ourselves or do we ask the courts to help somebody else, make somebody else fix it?
Which is going to cost us more.
Well,
not in the long run, it isn't said it will. Not in the long run?
No, because if we've got problems in the future, it certainly costs us a lot of money this way.
It still costs us a lot of money, even if, say, the court orders them to fix it. Correct? We have to pay the attorney fees, which is $10,000 to $25,000. It doesn't work. Now, they have to come back and work on it some more, but at some point...
You're right. There's the compliance.
We are still going to have to...
How would you do if it was your property? I mean, our taxpayers ask us repeatedly to treat the money like it's ours. If this was my property...
I would build a bigger berm. Let's see how far he'll go.
If this is your property, though, and somebody built it, and somehow you end up with water on your property through no fault of your own, what would you do?
Right now, on this property, I would take all that ground that's north of the school building on the north side there and get it so that the water runs away from the building and shove that in the hole.
Is that an option?
No.
Sure. Depends on what time of year you do it.
Okay.
What's the recommendation from the committee that's been working on this for a year and a half? What do they recommend out of the five choices that we do?
We pursue a remedy through the courts. That's my recommendation. Or we can do it like I would say, as I was property owner, I would make his berm get quite a bit higher because last year it went over it a little bit. But then he hand dug a ditch to drain it the other way, or somebody did. And surprisingly, he didn't even leave the ground there. You know, I don't know where the ground landed up, but it didn't stay right next to what was dug. At least I didn't see it.
Okay, so the suggestion from the one person on the committee would be to pursue a legal remedy. Another person on the committee?
I'd like to ask a question as to why we would suggest these repairs would be inadequate and fail over time. That would be implemented by contractors, experts capable of implementing these kinds of waterways. We have deduced that they're going to fail in time. That's why I was asking if we could have Roger come up here and he could explain that there is a certain level of comfort with the design of a waterway to navigate the water away from the area it's at right now.
My only comment to that, Tim, would be the waterway that existed prior to 2 years ago did a fine job of carrying the water away. And something changed. Something materially changed such that we have a pond now. If we dig a ditch tomorrow, there's nothing that says 2 years from now something else won't materially change that causes us to have water sitting in the ditch.
Well, no.
Whether that's increased runoff from a subdivision or whether that's some other neighbor further downstream that doesn't want water running across their property or whatever, things materially change. And now it's a solution that we've put in place that we have to maintain. It's not that the waterway is inadequate today. That it would be inadequate due to some other actions in the future. Again, we're kind of innocent bystanders in this whole thing already.
But then a comment to that is, but you can't foresee everything that's going to happen as far as changing. Then if something would happen 2 or 3 or 4 years down the road, then you would have to address that issue at that particular time.
You're right. You're right. You
know, I mean, right now it's addressing this particular issue. And solving the problem now or leaving the courts to decide, the biggest difference between that is the time element that we were talking about last month.
Yeah, the courts are going fast. I agree with that.
This may be going through courts for a year. Mm-hmm. Or more. Yeah. You know, so if we're concerned with the amount of time, you know.
I know. I agree.
Because of that, if you fix it and then leave, you know, the courts handle who's at fault. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
I understand.
So Mastercraft would be, according to this letter, right, be consenting to having the water drain into its system. Of course, it would be hard-pressed to later try and claim that the district ought to be liable for doing something to Mastercraft specifically permitted to do so. So, if we go that direction, do we actually have to have a written agreement on their behalf that would suggest that they've authorized this move on our part?
Do great into this.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you probably decide the action, yes, I think there's something we're going to have to tie up. And I don't think you want to do it on a handshake.
Correct.
Once you decide a course of action, then if it involves MasterCraft's property, I think you want to be able to contact the attorney and make sure they like the documents and give you permission to do that and that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the land swap committee would say there's already an agreement with MasterCraft in place regarding increased discharge. And I'm not sure that we have increased discharge or reduced outflow. I'm not sure you can claim one way or the other, but certainly we have water there where there didn't used to be. Any other comments? You two have been quiet.
Well, this is just like a festering sore, it seems to me. I don't know what to think about this, you know, that we can't reach some kind of mutually agreed upon resolution. You know, and then not everybody getting in on the mediation, and I don't know the whole history, and I'm thinking there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. I just want it to be done, you know, and I want to see, you know, there be some kind of backlash, but what I'm hearing, it sounds almost like this is a no-win situation.
Committee members, can you speak to the mediation issue? What went wrong there? I mean,
well, he would when we called the meeting for a mediator, Tistel said he wouldn't agree to that. Am I correct?
Correct.
So if one side don't agree to mediate, I don't think there's much he can do about it.
Seems we should have got the consensus out of that meeting then. All right.
Well, that Denham was suggested the three alternatives or whatever. We should take that to the board.
Yes.
But I mean, me, if I was his neighbor, I'll assure you that I would build a nice flower berm just north of him there to see how high his water wants to get. You know. I mean, that's simple as some neighbor do that to me. Well, I got the power to do it the same thing to him. Well, I certainly ain't going to give in on that one. I'm going to build my berm too. He's going to take that water where it always ran. It always went there. It was never a big problem.
Okay, so we have one suggestion for legal remedy.
One for nuclear arms.
One for nuclear arms race.
I think I really struggle with the fact that this is a board member, and I have trouble with that. I have a real hard time separating that as looking at as a non-board member, any other neighbor. So I'll just admit that I struggle with that piece of it. How would we treat any other neighbor to the district?
Yeah, in I struggle with that as well. In my opinion, I wouldn't have struggled with this decision as long as I have if it would be a non-board member. In my opinion, I would have recommended legal remedy long ago. But because it's a board member, I am.
And I guess I would say, you know, board member or not, it's one of our taxpayers. But you know, regardless. Like I said, it seems like this has developed into a,
yeah, it's a festering problem.
Because none of the solutions are good. But what we have to do now is we have to take taxpayer monies away from the children and their education in order to fix a problem we didn't create. That may or may not, down the road, give us more problems. We don't know. It's a gamble.
Just a question aside, too. How much, other than that pond, how much land is actually back there? Is that a whole field we have? 15 acres?
I think it's 15. Is it really 15? I thought it was
7.
Okay.
So once, if we solve this problem with this pond, and until some future date where we actually utilize that land for something, is that land available for us to rent out?
Yes.
Yeah, we need a decent access to it. And a decent access is crossing whatever you want to say, the waterway that is there.
Okay. So once we solve this problem, though, you know, it's going to cost us money initially, but we would actually, we would make it an asset to the school system where we could actually create some revenue off of it. You know.
Depending on what's done with it.
Yeah. Can't disagree with that.
So, I mean, again, last month we kind of decided that doing nothing isn't an option. You know, so whatever we, you know, do, you know, I think timing is a factor. You know, and I think the courts are slow.
We argue the issues of liability. We did whatever the insurance company wanted us to do. We posted the property. And so I think since we did that, the district is not liable. The insurance company is liable.
Well, I don't care who's liable. I don't want some child drowned out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. No, that's true. Hey, there's stormwater ponds
around every village, Premier, where this problem exists.
But not and surrounded by a playground full of children.
And a father died because they didn't recognize the problem that existed.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen on this problem.
That whenever you have water entering a pond and leaving a pond, in those two locations, it never freezes. So there's a problem out.
There's no question that if we pursue legal remedy, the odds that it would be fixed by winter would be far lower.
You know, and we never had a pond until one neighbor decided to put a berm there.
So
simple as that. He created the problem.
Somehow we're using taxpayer money. And it is taking away from kids' education. We need to remedy this as the cheapest way possible, I feel.
I agree.
Which would be
like the more economical
which would be take care of the problem.
Keep it on.
Send the bill to the guy who created it. Simple.
We don't know.
Not really.
We don't know.
We didn't, there was no water standing there until someone put a berm there.
So here's
that's two cat water.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, here's my wife and I had a long talk about this tonight because I knew it was coming up, right? Well, it's not as fun as talking about some of the other things that we could talk about. The problem is, from a practical standpoint, the remedy that's on our own property is quickest and cheapest. But I struggle with that because we're taking property dollars and time to fix a problem we didn't create. And there's a part of me that would like to have the responsibility laid where at whomever's feet is at fault, and it's definitely not at the district's feet. And sometimes if that requires a court remedy, then that's what it requires. And so I'm really torn between the two, because there's the practical side, and then there's the side that simply says, I really want the district to not have any ownership of this problem at all, because it's not our problem. And so that's where I'll admit it's a 50-50 thing for me, really.
Because if the or the court were taking over, that would take over something because of the pain.
Sure. We're using funds to make sure that the ownership falls where it belongs.
This past year, we spent what, 40-some thousand dollars in attorney fees, am I correct? We did this to protect all contracts with schools and other things concerning WEBA. We did it for other reasons when it comes to legal action, when it comes to negotiating to make sure we're legal. I mean, that isn't small dollars either. And I'm quite sure that the opinion we had from the attorneys now, $1,000 didn't cover the bill. Am I correct?
For this opinion statement?
Yes, the two of them.
It's probably a grand.
Probably a grand between the two.
Yep. All right, I'm just going to ask for a straw poll, because we've all had our, 30 minutes or whatever to voice our opinions on this. So,
are you going to whittle down the five choices?
I was going to only offer two.
Okay.
Because I think it kind of comes down, it kind of comes down in my mind, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, maybe if I don't express your opinion, by all means let me know, but I see a legal option and I see a ditch option. Right, those are the two options that I think we've boiled it down to. Does anybody have a third option that we're not considering? Okay, then I'm going to go around and ask for a straw poll, and it's kind of time to, fish or cut bait on this issue. So,
may I suggest, why don't you refer to a number on here so everybody knows what? I hear what you're saying, but mm-hmm. You want to clarify.
Okay.
I'm coming up with the same ones I am.
Or one or whatever.
Because they're renumbered one and two down at the bottom, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, one and two on the bottom.
Right. So change one and two at the bottom to four and five. Okay. Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, then I would say that the options that we are considering at this point is item number two and item number five.
I would say four is an option, though, too. take care of it now because we need it done, and then pursue civil action.
But that to me, again, I'm going to bring my wife into this conversation. That seems like throwing good money after bad, because we're going to spend $20,000 to get a $7,000 bill paid so that the solution can still reside on our property and we can still be responsible for maintaining it. I don't know how we win on that one, right? That's the problem
number
I have with
five,
number four.
But number five is a solution. You're not going to have a solution for
no, you're right.
5 years.
Yep, that's the
maybe
drawback.
More.
I have a problem with that. As far as I'm concerned, the plan has to be drained as soon as possible. Just to mitigate the risk of...
Okay, so do we have two, four, and five? Are those our options then?
It's the way I'm confused. Change the bottom. So this is just fix it on our own.
Yep.
This is four and five. And this will be four and five. So I want to go two and five, or
two and five.
Four and five.
Let's say two, four, and five. If anybody has a particular penchant for number four, then so be it. Mr. Baumeister.
Two.
Tom.
And I'm just saying, too, because we're so kind of we're into this so far, and just want to cut our losses and move on.
I understand. There's a whole bunch of good reasons why any one of these could be chosen. There's no good answer.
I guess I would say lean toward the five.
Would you like to order an appetizer first?
No, something else.
Yeah, okay. The beverage
I have in there.
Tim.
Two.
Stacy.
Four.
I'm going to be like Tom here.
So number four is two and five.
Four is kind of a blend of two and five. It's kind of a mixed bag, you know. I have to go with number five, I believe. I'll make sure it's not our fault.
Number five.
Two. I'd say two.
Okay. Do we have a motion then? The vote came out 4-4, quite frankly. 4-1-3. So the
four being number two.
Four being item number two.
I'll make a motion that we do number two and fix the problem.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Rick, seconded by Tim, to take action to drain the pond, restoring its property to its original state, with the district assuming full responsibility for the cost of restoring the property. Any further discussion?
How's something going to happen?
Let's decide if we're going to do it first. All right. Any other discussion?
I think it's part of being like a good neighbor. If you maybe simplistic pretending we're a good neighbor and we want to continue to be a good neighbor and to fix it, kind of the understanding that mm-hmm. future problems.
Well, that door stings both ways.
Yeah.
All those in favor of item number two. Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
May I recommend you may want to do a roll call because you have so many opinions on this, but that's your choice. I'm just saying I'm going to do
that. No, that's a good point. This is an important issue. All right. We'll start on this side of the table. In favor of item number two, Steve.
Aye.
Okay?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to say no.
No.
Stacy?
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
4-4. Well, we're not leaving without fixing this, so we can stay here all night. I can filibuster this thing.
I just think the cost, looking at litigation, the cost for that is unknown and scares me. And getting into it is just a mess.
I think every day it stands or it's a liability to us. As for what you said, mm-hmm. we have children playing adjacent to that pond daily.
Yep.
That concerns me.
And it's going to get worse when it freezes out there.
How much revenue can we get from renting that property? Mm-hmm. My reflection was like $5,000.
So we use the revenue.
Well, it depends, you know, $100 an acre.
That doesn't help because either way the problem is getting fixed.
A year.
Right, it's just a matter of who and I want.
And
maybe we're going to have to in the spring, you know, it's all weekend.
That doesn't play because under either solution that land is getting drained. So it's so a
when you get the landscaper here you can make an ingress into the land across that wetland.
But that again that happens no matter who drains the land. Right? I think we enter this presuming the water will be gone. It's just a matter of who's taking it.
Would you recommend to get a decent access to that land? First to the west?
Just west.
I guess it matters.
No. But I mean, that's all that's necessary, really, is to put a culvert in there.
There'll be enough room there before we get to the delineated wetland.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, somebody needs to have a change of mind.
Well, like Steve, I wanted to reiterate, you know, I chose two because if we're not going to recoup any of our legal expenses, you know, and it, in our, the cost of fixing it is, you know, if you take the lesser of the two, around $7,000, you know.
But we're seeing that if someone wants to do something wrong, he can get by with it if it's cheaper to go the other route.
Yeah, that is
a good point on that side. You know,
that's the philosophical problem I have if we don't choose number five, right? You can choose to do something wrong with the understanding that it costs more to fix it the right way than it does to do it to force the neighbor to fix it. Again, regardless of who's at fault, whether it's the Thistles or Mastercraft, we're the innocent ones here, and we're the ones wrestling over paying money to fix a problem that's not ours.
Paying money that isn't ours either.
Right.
The taxpayers' money.
I mean, honestly, if you put it to a referendum question, right, how many taxpayers would say, I'd like you to spend $10,000 of money that you'd have to collect from me to fix a problem that you didn't create? I think taxpayers should be hard pressed. Now the alternative side is how many taxpayers are going to say I'd like you to spend $20,000 of my money to go sue a neighbor and a developer to fix a problem that they created. I mean, I'm not sure that you get any more yeses on that referendum, right? We're stuck either way. We're going to be spending five figures either way.
And to prove whether there's more water draining down there now than there was before is impossible. I mean, there's no records of what the flow was 10 years ago. There's no record of what the flow is now. You know, we had some extreme conditions 2 years ago or 3 years ago, which we probably had only once in a lifetime. It created problems at the school, too. So to say, no, it's impossible to prove whether there's more or less water going down that waterway right now than there was before.
If we could get civil action to be relatively quick, that's in the big F.
So then, to try to narrow it down to two choices, is it possible that, this is just something I'm throwing out, is it possible to throw number five out and just say four or two? Two meaning fix the problem ourselves and no lawsuit. Four meaning we're still going to fix the problem in the same timely manner as two, but then it would be followed up with legal action against Mastercraft Builders or the Thistles. You know, if we narrowed, I'm just throwing that out there as a kind of a
mistake.
I would be okay with that if any future problems that are in the ditch would not be our responsibility. Right? But by us fixing it, any future problems that occur there that seem to be our problem, where if the fix isn't located on our property, it's not our problem.
fix is on the same location on our property.
No. See, the problem's not on our property. Why would the fix be there?
See, and if we do construction on that property, we can relocate the wet spot. That's done all the time.
That might be the best answer.
You know, they'll fill in and dig out, or fill in and dig out. They'll relocate these wetland, or whatever you want to call them. Whether there is any there, I don't believe there ever really was one. I believe, knowing the Heinens, that they drained that land, that there was tiles in it to drain it. And what happened to the tiles, I got no idea, but I got problems with a bunch of them myself that I got to fix regularly. That get old and deteriorated.
Is four more palatable than five?
I would say so. I would say four is more palatable, just because of the timeline of it. You know, five could take some time.
Could be. I got a proposal.
Number six.
Could we modify number four to say that we would implement a temporary solution on our property to drain the pond
while civil action is taking place? Well, it's temporary.
Enough to get the pond away, but it's not the answer. Okay. Right? So the civil action is not to recover the cost of. I have a problem with taking civil action to the tune of $20,000 to recover $7,000. That just makes no sense to me at all.
But if it aligns responsibility.
But
that's what you're doing. If you take civil action, that's what you're doing. You're taking civil action to save or to get the $7,000.
But it's a laying responsibility at the right feet thing.
We aren't guaranteed that the ditch would do the right job.
I think for our conversation last month, he was saying that they were guaranteeing that. So if one of these two excavators did it and it didn't solve the problem, they would be responsible to make it so it would solve the problem initially, you know. Or that was under this proposal.
So what Paul is saying, if I'm reading it right, is that, yeah, this would be a potential fix, albeit not like necessarily a permanent one, but it would be kind of like a put the plug in the hole in the wall for now, you know.
The temporary right? fix would not cost $7,000. Maybe it's throwing a pump into the pond and pumping it somewhere.
Right.
Whatever.
I suppose you could look at it that way too.
I think the most important thing is to protect the kids, and I think that means draining the pond.
Yeah, we have two goals here, right? We have one goal is to drain the pond, and the second goal is to not be at fault.
Right, at fault.
Maybe we accomplish both of them.
So we can have Roger just keep pumping it out.
All right. Somebody want to draft a proposal six, or has anybody changed their mind on? Or
ultimately, whether it's a temporary one or a permanent fix, it's the same thing. Four is four.
Yeah. Right.
To drain the pond, whether it be temporary or permanent.
Okay. Does that change the flavor for anyone?
I'd rather solve the problem rather than just temporarily taking the water off. Because it's going to be right back in the spring again.
Okay, do I have a motion in support of number whatever.
Kind of.
Number whatever. I need some coffee. Can you frame up a proposal?
Well, as far as the temporary fix, I don't necessarily agree with that.
Okay. No, that's fine.
But
then I need to frame up my proposal.
I mean, I would, and again, I chose number two for the cost, but I would be willing to consider number four, but not, again, I have that hard time with that, the legal fees, you know, that would be implemented. You know, or
but it, you know, we keep throwing out the $20,000 number. Well, maybe that wouldn't be the case. You know, if we come up with this proposal, but, you know, we're just throwing out a large number. Let's say we fix it using one of these proposals. Now, Mastercraft Builders and the Thistles know, well, this is how much we spent. Possibly between the two of them, you know, it can be resolved rather than spending a lot of time in court. I don't know. You know, I wasn't, but I'm just, you know, if we, I would say I'm okay with four. I wouldn't go to five. I'd rather have four just to get this problem solved. I don't agree with just doing a temporary fix. I'd rather have it permanently fixed. Or permanently until the next issue arises, like you said.
Steve, that's the idea behind Paul's proposal. Is to have a temporary solution until the permanent solution's intact.
But not just to drain it, though. I mean, to drain it and run the ditches.
If the court rules in your favor, they would probably ask you to fill in your ditch and...
That's what I mean.
And
that the solution doesn't reside on our property.
It's not on your property. I mean, I would think that would be...
That would be the desired outcome of the civil action. The desired outcome, in my mind, isn't to reclaim the $7,000 you need to dig a ditch. The desired outcome is to remove the solution from our property.
Right, the ditch would always be on our property, but I think, you know, the court would say, hey, wait a minute, back up, fill in your ditch. The problem lies with Mastercraft and Thistles.
Right.
They got to solve it.
So you're saying drain the ditch just so it's empty and then leave the courts to decide what to do with it.
Because I'm not interested necessarily in a financial remedy. That's whatever, right? But that getting the problem off of our property is key, I think.
There's no way we're going to incorporate a $7,000 solution just to get somebody else, just to get a civil suit in place. I think if it becomes a temporary repair, if it's pumping the water off as reasonably, expeditiously as possible, if it's perceived that civil action needs to be taken, but the length of time we can't tell at that rate, because we don't want to see the liability where it is right now, or anywhere for that matter, the chances that somebody would be injured or
the unthinkable. That's what you got insurance for.
Insurance. Anybody.
You realize
injured over there.
You own property where a creek runs through. Am I correct, Jim? Right. You know that people can walk up and down that creek anytime legally. And if they drown there on your property in the creek, I guess they can do legal action against you.
It's not the same as being an attractive hazard. This
well,
is not
they're probably
hazard.
True.
Surrounded by children.
If I put up a pool in my yard, any fence would kind of log. If you got a 3/4 acre pond outside of a playground, I know what the insurance company says from a legal standpoint, but.
Looks bad.
I don't want to see some dad carrying his kid out of there in winter. Are you kidding me? Really?
Where I can't see this headed is, it sounds like the idea where people seem to be coming together is take care of the problem, get rid of it, and then where we kind of diverge is what about the after it's taken care of? You know, how do we address that? Whether it means, you know, taking it up as far as some kind of legal issue or just flat out dropping it. You know, already we've seen that we're split on the take action and then just drop it part. It may be that we are equally split on taking action, albeit maybe temporary or a more permanent type of action to remedy this situation. But, you know, how do we address the aftermath?
I would agree with Tim and Steve and Rick. We want the water out now. And you mentioned that, right? We want the water out now. But I don't know that that's the end game. Because we want this to drag on as long as possible. Can somebody frame up to Tom's point, can somebody frame up a motion so that we can see where we stand? Or do we want to do a straw poll again? Let's you got to get to the point of making a decision here.
So we're still looking at the same action items? 1 through 5 or 2 4 5?
2, 4, and 5, although 4 has taken on a slightly different flavor, I think, a little bit.
Can you clarify if both of those numbers plus put how number 4 has changed? I think that's what you're Steve saying.
Well, I have my idea, and I think Steve has his idea. I just didn't hear it come from Steve.
Well, on number 4, you know, the big difference, like I was saying before, I was hoping to maybe run another poll eliminating 5, and, you know, rather than pursuing legal action first, you know, narrowing it down to 4 and 2. 4 meaning solve the same problem. 2 and 4 would solve the same problem initially. Mm-hmm. It would take one of these two proposals, make a ditch, fix the problem. The difference between the 2 and the 4 is let's make 4 the situation where once you solve the problem, try to recoup some of your expenses. Whether it doesn't, you know, it may not cost us $20,000, depending on how far you have to pursue this. I don't know if anybody's contact, you know, Mastercraft builders. So I'm just saying, I'm making a proposal to just take 5 off the board and narrow it down to 2 and 4. Either fix it and eat the expenses on our own, or 4, fix it and pursue some reimbursement. That's all I, if that's in the form of a proposal or a motion.
How about this? What you said, but on the tail end, as far as the kind of the aftermath, take action to pursue, or if I guess we have to frame it correctly, force getting and obtaining a more permanent resolution to this. The bottom line is, I kind of said it earlier on, is that I don't see this going, it ain't going away, obviously, until there's a forced resolution here. There was an attempt at meeting some kind of, getting and obtaining some kind of resolution. That's what mediation is, but if parties are not, you know, willing to work together, you got to force it. You know, I mean, right. That's where the saying, darn if you do, darn if you don't, comes in my opinion. So I guess to put it in there would be to, you know, take action and to alleviate the problem issue, and further pursue a more permanent resolution.
I think in these phrases, the permanent resolution is identified by the term responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what has bothered me about item number 4. The district taking civil action against the Thistles and our Mastercraft to recover the cost of restoring the property. That's not the big key for me. It's the responsibility for restoring the property, which is what is, you know, in item number 5 and item number 4, the district assuming full responsibility, or Thistles and Mastercraft assign full responsibility for restoring the property. I think that's what's important to me, the long-term ownership of it, because I don't want to leave some future board with problems that we have not resolved, right? So I would propose changing item number 4 to say, take action to drain the pond, restoring its property to its original state, and the district taking action, civil action against the Thistles and or Mastercraft to assign the Thistles and or Mastercraft full responsibility of restoring the property.
And do you put something in there about the cost too? Or is that...
And recovering the cost of destroying the property, yeah, right.
Responsibility and cost.
So, Paul, for Vicki's sake, would you say it again,
please? I'm working on that, writing it down, so...
That would be kind of a compromise between 5 and 2.
Right.
It would take, get the immediate action, take the immediate hazard away. and yet go after the thistles and the mastercraft for the responsibility and the cost. But protect the children now by getting it taken care of.
Is that palatable? Let me rephrase this, or let me reread this. Take action to drain the pond, restoring the property to its original state, period. The district takes civil action against the thistles and or mastercraft to recover the cost of restoring the property and to assign the thistles and or mastercraft full responsibility of the problem.
The issue and the problem.
I believe I have the... I can make a motion, or do I have to have somebody restate that? Do you want to, yeah, let's do a straw poll.
I would go with the former.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your definition of draining the pond immediately?
Well, I would assume that's digging the ditch too.
Yeah, I would assume that there's, yeah, this is one of these proposals we have.
I'm operating under the assumption it's a $7,000 solution.
See, let me just add to that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a permanent solution. If it's a temporary solution, it doesn't have to be a $7,000 solution. Just want to make note of that.
I don't know that we're necessarily saying which solution.
I think it does matter. I guess I'm operating under the assumption, Tim, it could cost as much as $7,000. I don't know exactly what it would cost, and because there's no guarantee that we would be successful in either winning the court case or in forcing those parties to remedy the situation, I think whatever we do would have to have a certain amount of life.
Pumping the pond drains it tomorrow.
Pumping the pond drains it tomorrow.
And then the proposals talk about seeding it and putting mat down and straw and all that other stuff, which wouldn't have to necessarily be done if we were thinking that it's temporary, but...
Is that something they could do now, or they would do that in spring?
I don't think they said it's too late for seed now.
Yeah, they can't do it now.
Just so you aren't misled on the bids... A 4-to-1 slope is steeper than a 3-to-1 slope.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's stick with 2.
Okay. So you're a no on that one? All right.
Yes, for number 4.
I can't disagree with number 4. I would say yes.
Yes.
No.
I guess I would go at number 4. Assuming that we're going to do one of these to solve the problem.
Yeah, I'll admit I came into the meeting thinking that number 4 was nonsensical, and here I am saying yes to number 4. But I mean, we have two.
It was more of a compromise.
Yeah,
I'd prefer number 2.
We have two goals. One is to be not at fault, and the other one is to drain the pond. And I think this accomplishes both in my mind, but I struggle with it. All right. Well, I think we have enough interest to at least take a vote. So can somebody make a motion, please?
I make a motion that we take action to drain the pond, restoring the property to its original state. The district will then take civil action against the thistles and or mastercraft to recover the cost and assign the thistles and or mastercraft full responsibility of restoring the property. That was my combination.
You did understand.
Close, very good.
I'll second that motion. Any other discussion? Steve?
Yes or no?
Roll call vote to vote.
Yes.
Rick?
No.
Francis?
Yes.
Vote yes.
Yes.
Stacey? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes 6-2.
On that happy note.
Okay. I want to ask the administration, who's going to be responsible for carrying on our confusing wishes here. Is everything clear to you, what's expected there?
No. I think we need to clarify what us to do to drain the pond. And if you're going to go with the more permanent solution presented by the excavators, tell us which excavator we're using, please.
Okay. So we have
what, the cheaper bid?
I was required to have
that
exactly what you did.
Yeah, right. So there's two actions here. We have to, I think, clarify the drain the pond action. And to that end, is it pumping the pond? Is it digging a ditch? Is it digging a ditch with excavator A or B?
I need to clarify that with the digging the ditch part.
Yeah.
I have a conflict of interest, so I
okay.
Because Carl's has been taking sand off of my brother's farm for the last 20 years, and the other one is my neighbor. So,
okay. Well, I appreciate you revealing that up front. Appreciate it.
I would agree with going with the lower of the two bids, which would be what Francis said.
Roger, make sure we. Where that includes cost of draining the pond.
Okay.
And I don't know what the other one included.
If this is truly a short-term solution, how feasible is this if we pump the pond? Is that a feasible solution, and for how long?
Let's see. The pumps can work for longer.
Where's the pumping?
No, once it's only got the ditch dug, and the ditch will do it.
To where the ditch
would be. You're not an expert. Well, Roger's
like,
over
like
in the corner.
Like you've got this big arch of water going over here somewhere? Or?
It's going to go to the corner.
It's fire hose.
Okay.
Well,
unless he can dig the ditch down deep enough, and that'll. But I mean, how soon you want to drain?
I mean, would it. Roger, does a pump last for 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we were to pump the pond, would that be a solution for up to 5 years? No. Okay. My concern is I'm not sure how quick this will actually.
We would spend $7,000 in
electric bills.
Whatever.
$7,000 to run a copper cable out there.
and people to monitor it.
Okay. So if draining the pond involves digging this ditch, is that consensus? Is that
yes?
Well, and I like Francis's point about, you know, remember, you mentioned before about the 4-1 versus 3-1, and basically saying make sure that these two are apples to apples.
No, they're
so
not.
You're saying less slope is better than more slope.
Sure.
Correct.
Okay.
All day. Because
I don't dig ditches.
Yeah.
Right. So that would be the 3-1 would be better.
3-1 is
better. Okay.
And the thing here is, here's a 3-1 that's, you know, $150 less. It doesn't necessarily itemize all these issues, things that will be addressed. This one is 4-1. Maybe if he does this 3-1,
price. I don't know.
That's why I made the point about what Francis brought up.
Yeah.
You want to go with the least expensive, but you want to make sure it's
Roger,
with the apples.
Do you have experience with either of these companies in terms of their?
Yeah, both.
I don't.
Good, bad. Do you don't care? Okay. So you don't have any qualms with either one?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion then?
But I mean, he needs to make sure that the pumping, I mean, that Carl's don't have any added costs. That, you know, pumping is included in the deal, you know.
Okay.
Roger,
Bill,
that was my clarification.
You know, these people all have this equipment, you know. But
go ahead, Bill.
When I read the Carl's proposal and I read the J&M proposal, I don't see pumping the pond on the Carl's proposal. and you see a grade. So you could, if you're going by lower cost, you could come back and Mr. Carl may have a say probably an advertising dollar in the while. But they were like while he came out.
Right.
To give his estimate, he said you could get a pump and pump it. So I told him it should include it.
I mean, Jan Evans, his last statement on pumping the pond is allowance $1,000. Does that mean he can add $1,000 to the cost of pumping the pond?
Right.
Nothing
to do with this issue.
So when we make a motion to choose one of these, we can make a motion in contingent on the lower one that there is no extra cost, that this $7,100 includes.
Roger, can I ask you, are you partial to either one or the other as far as the solution? Neither one would work in your estimation?
You can.
Oh, yeah. I make a motion that we approve Carl's trucking sand and gravel proposal estimate.
Okay.
I would second it.
I would like to add to it that it mirrors the C&M excavating solution.
That basically, that it's all inclusive.
Correct.
Okay.
The same stuff.
So there's a motion on the table to approve Jim Carl's trucking, sand, and gravel, assuming it's inclusive, all inclusive, right?
Yes.
And seconded, made by Stacy, seconded by Steve. Just in the interest of making sure that we're all on the same page here, let's do a roll call vote on this one. I know it's a $7,000 bill, but this is a messy problem. Steve?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
The butts are his problem.
Yeah.
The butts are Roger's problem.
We're approving Carl's, there's got to be, I mean, I didn't hear a lot of, yes, definitely, this is the way it is. It still sounds like there's some, like you said, there's some butts out there, but, okay, I'll say Jim Carl's. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I agree with that, too. Tim?
I want to place emphasis on the pond being drained. Promptly, with a yes, not that it. The pond has to stay drained until the ditch is dug. That's my suggestion, with a yes.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Stacy, yes. For me, Francis, yes.
That's stayed.
Attaboy.
Yes.
Steve, all right. Unanimous. Okay, so now we've got the drain the pond path forward identified. And now, I think we need, Bill, do you need further instruction on the legal action discussion, or are you...
Well, the thing is, we'll call the attorney tomorrow and have a discussion with him, because there needs to be some legal notification, I feel, to the Tickles and to Mastercraft. Mastercraft's going to have to give you permission to drain legally. At the same time, I think Mastercraft has to be much aware that you're also going to turn around and take civil action against them to declare who's responsible for this. That's kind of what I'm saying.
I understand.
Yeah, so I think we'll work with the attorney to get a letter drafted so everybody understands what the action the board has taken, so all property owners are agreeable to the board.
Yeah.
What time would you expect those letters to be going out, Bill?
I don't know until I talk to Mr. Rosengard. I don't know.
A week? A month?
We'll call tomorrow, but I don't know. I feel they're pretty prompt. I would say within a week or two.
Okay. Does the administration need anything else on this topic? Or can we?
I just want to make sure Roger's clear what he has to do.
Okay. Let the record show that we're still on time, even after that.
All right. Oh, no, we're not.
All right. Policy. We have a handful of policy discussions here. A first policy reading for the annual summative evaluation. Per the request from Kendall, it is in multicolor.
Really nice.
It is actually very nice. I will say I appreciated the